Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, so we're gonna do a little speed podcast here, speed episode. We are gonna do 2 5-minute topics, both NBA, because I've been doing NFL the last couple days. So we're gonna switch it to NBA, and let's get started. So first on the board, we have a story that has actually been leaked within the last couple hours. We have the Pacers and the Los Angeles Lakers have been in trade talks for the last 2 days regarding a trade around, obviously, Russell Westbrook and Buddy Hield. But now, according to this latest report, the Lakers offered Russell Westbrook in exchange for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. And I think the Lakers threw in like their 2029 first round pick or 2027. Obviously the Pacers did decline, but it has been reported that the Pacers would have taken the deal if the Lakers put in both of their first round picks. So the Pacers would accept it if it was Russell Westbrook 2027 and 2029 first round picks in exchange for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner. Now, even if you had to give up 2 first-round picks for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner, I would definitely do it if I was the Lakers. Definitely do it. Miles Turner is a great defensive big. I think him and Anthony Davis could be a disgusting duo, especially for both being them big man, and they would be disgusting. Plus, Anthony Davis can play more of the finesse four that he likes to play, which is like a stretch four. And then obviously LeBron running the point. I think that'd be great. And then Buddy Hield is a shooter. I really like that trade. But obviously the Lakers are stuck on the 2 first-round picks that the Pacers want, which I could see the Lakers not wanting to do, not give up 2 first-round picks. So that has been reported now in the last, I think it came out like 3 or 4 hours ago now, but we're just touching on it now. Obviously, I think the Lakers really did draw a line in the sand with the Kyrie Irving trade talk, and they're not giving up 2 first-round picks for Kyrie Irving. To be honest, I would rather do that Pacers trade for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield and give up 2 first-round picks rather than get like possibly 1 year of Kyrie D, and Kyrie could blow up that locker room. So I would rather do that. Also, Buddy Hield does have a reasonable contract. He's on a 2-year, like $39 million contract. I want to say it was $20 million this year, and then next year is actually like an $18 million. So he has a front-loaded contract, which is actually pretty rare in the NBA nowadays, is to have a front-loaded contract. Miles Turner, I want to say he's in like the $20 million range also, which makes the salaries work in exchange for Russell Westbrook. But if I was the Lakers, I would 100% do this, 100%. If you think about it, this Lakers roster would actually be really good. You have LeBron playing the point, Buddy Hield at the two, and then you can throw in like a Lonnie Walker or I'm blanking out. Who do they have at like small forward that they could play? Any plug and play small forward, and then you have AD at the four, and then you have Miles Turner at the five. I think that would be a very good duo. At least if the players like AD and LeBron can stay healthy, I think that could be like a 5 seed, maybe a 6 seed, depending on injuries and load management for LeBron and AD. I think that team could be a 5 seed, and I truly do believe that. You have all the defense in the world, especially at the big position. You have the good catch and shoot Buddy Hield guy. You got LeBron as the facilitator, and then you have a plug and play at the three position, the small forward. I think that could be nasty. I really think that could be pretty good. But the problem is you're also in the West. The West this year is going to be stacked, especially with the Clippers coming back. But we got the 5-minute mark halfway. We are going to switch topics. We are going to go to the other reported news that came out a couple days ago that Donovan Mitchell has been floated around in trade talks for the last week, ever since the Utah Jazz have reportedly been open to trading Mitchell for the right package. It's been reported that the Knicks are by far the number one destination to land Donovan Mitchell, which they're in desperate need of a star. Desperate need. I think they should do it, but what Danny Ainge and the Utah Jazz are asking for Donovan Mitchell is absurd. Is absurd. It's been reported like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that the first trade offer that the Knicks eventually rejected was 5 players and 5 first-round picks. And the Knicks eventually did decline that, which that's so much to give up for Donovan Mitchell. Now, it didn't include RJ Barrett. It was mostly like rotational players. But still, I wouldn't do that. That's a lot to give up. And then this last report that came out a couple days ago, it came out like 2 days ago. It was reported that the Jazz are looking for 7 to 8 first round picks for Donovan Mitchell, which is absurd. Absurd. Who in the right mind would give up 7 to 8 first round picks for Donovan Mitchell? I love Donovan Mitchell. He's a great player. He's like that borderline, like, all-star player. He's an all-star, obviously, but he's not an all-star plus like an Anthony Davis was like 2 years ago. He's just like an all-star. He's kind of like, he reminds me of like DeRozan. Like, he's an all-star. You can't really build your team around him, but he's a great player to have. I think he could be a great number two on a championship team. Great number two. If you put him with like Kawhi Leonard, whew, that team could be great. But Donovan Mitchell is not going to lead you to an NBA championship as the primary option on that team. So giving up that many first round picks for basically a Robin or a number two is absurd. I could see you giving up that for Kawhi Leonard when he was trying to go from Toronto to the Clippers. I could see that, but I can't see Donovan Mitchell going for that much. I know he's 25. You're going to get at least 8 to 9 years of like prime Donovan Mitchell play, but I don't see a world where you give up that many first round picks. I would give up six first round picks, no players for Donovan Mitchell. I give up 6 and I would be very hesitant. Very hesitant. I think just because of how young he is, that's why you would have to give up a little bit more. You're basically getting 4 years of Donovan Mitchell, and you're getting 4 years left on a contract for a 25-year-old all-star player who doesn't really have that much of an ego. I think you give up like 5 to 6 first-round picks. If he was like 28, 29, you'd probably give up like 3 to 4. So I think the age definitely gives it another 2 first-round picks. But whew, this Rudy Gobert trade is screwing up this NBA offseason for trades for Kevin Durant and everybody else, basically. This Rudy Gobert trade blew up the market. Blew it up. So we're going to see what happens with Donovan Mitchell. Obviously, if he gets traded, I'll obviously cover the topic. Why wouldn't I? But we're just going to have to wait and find out. Right now, we're kind of at a little bit of a lull for news in the NBA. just because the trades have slowed down and free agency is basically done. So yeah, but appreciate you listening into this quick episode. It was a quick one. I'm trying to branch out and figure out what to do. Part of me wants to do longer podcasts, but then part of me wants to do little 5-minute snippets like I just did. So let me know. Let me know what you think. I always have a comment section down below for feedback. So whatever feedback you have, just let me know, and appreciate it. Have a good one. Thank you for listening.